from learning lessons about what happened in the year, most times it is most effective and it is least expensive to learn from what happened to others. And another thing this year should have shown a lot of people, if you 100% of your income depends on your personal efforts, you should start looking for ways to earn income that doesn't depend on your efforts. That would be investments or something else, or some side business or something that doesn't depend on your efforts. And you see that it is those kind of income that we are least affected by the shocks of the lockdown, because for those that didn't need to go into the office or didn't need to expend efforts, they could still be earning, even if maybe the amounts they earn might have been reduced due to the external shocks of the lockdown. But people who needed their efforts to earn 100% of their income, like let's say a good example will be manual laborers. There is no way to scale manual labor, so you're going to have to be there 100% to earn all your money. Those people, they were basically very, very badly affected by the events of the lockdown. So I think the best thing is, because you don't have enough time to learn all the lessons yourself, it's best to learn from the lessons and experiences of others.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever and wherever you're listening to us from, this is the Creatives Chronicles, the podcast for designers and developers. Here on the show, we share our experiences, our learnings, and our feelings. We keep it real. We explore topics and conversations to help you become a well-rounded professional. My name is Bright Emeka, and as always, I'm joined by the man, the myth, and the legend, Basuki Chikunda.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being with us thus far. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Now, for the cool tip of the week, my cool tip for today is link sharing between devices. I use an Android phone. And when I'm reading an article on my phone and I want to open it in my browser, or I want to continue reading it when I come to my laptop, there's this thing I do. I mostly read stuff on my Google Chrome, so I could share a URL for my phone without using any third-party app or anything. But what I do is that I click on the URL in my Chrome, then I tap the share icon. Like if you select a URL that is in your browser, there's an icon when you're using your phone. There's a share icon. You can tap on it, and then you fly in menu will appear, and you see an option called send to your devices, right? If you click that option, it will ask you to choose the device you want to send it to. Mostly when you sign into your Chrome on different devices, you see a list of the devices you're signed into, so you can decide to share to any of the device that are listed there, right? So that's how it's been really helpful, especially for some articles that I would want to continue when I come to my laptop or desktop, wherever I'm working. Yeah. So that's a cool tip for me for this week.
Yeah, to take that further, you don't actually need to share. If you're signed in on Chrome on your devices, from your mobile phone, you can see the open tabs on your system. From your system, you can see the open tabs on your... You can see the open tabs of every other device that's signed in. So you don't need to explicitly share links.
Wow. Okay. That's fun. That's cool. I guess I'll try that out.
Cool tip. Cool idea. Well, I would say video. So listening to videos and audiobooks. So, of course, these days... for those who have, you have a lot of things you have to, a lot of material you have to go through, and not enough time to do it. I would say probably work towards watching or consuming content at a speed greater than 1x. So that helps. For example, let's say I'm listening to a YouTube talk, a technological video on YouTube, and it takes 1 hour or 2 hours. I can consume the video in less than half the time, in half the time. For videos, I think I can, if the speaker is not an extremely fast talker, I can watch videos at 2x. For audiobooks, I usually read audiobooks at 1.9x, between 1.7 and 1.9, depending on how fast the narrator is talking. And I've done that for such a long time that I can't, I don't know, I'm not comfortable watching videos in 1x like they're doing, like you do in the cinemas. So it's a great time-saving device, and sometimes too, you can skip sections where you don't have to get watch every second of it. You can skip portions that you're not interested in at the moment. Increasing the playback speed for my podcast player is set to, by default, is set to 1.8x. My YouTube is, I watch most of my YouTube videos at 2x. Then sometimes if it's too fast, 1.75x. That ensures that that helps me to get through a lot of material in the same amount of time. Let's say I could watch 2 1-hour videos in an hour, because 2x, watching a 1-hour video at 2x is basically 30 minutes.
Wow, awesome, awesome, awesome. And for anyone trying this out, don't be in a hurry to just go to 2x at the point in
time. It's going to be.
Yeah.
So basically, little by little. But the thing you should know is that once you can comfortably watch videos at 2x, 1x is going to be like slow motion to you. If you're watching videos at 1x, it's going to be painfully slow. So basically, you start out from 1.2, 1.5. 1.5 is a bit easy to get, especially for normal-paced talking. 1.5 is easy to get to. Then from there, you take it step by step. 1.6, 1.7, 1.8, 1.9, 2x. Wherever you're comfortable, you should, it's not just to breeze through the video, you should be able to hear what is being said and understand what is being said. So the speed at which you can do that be okay for you. But if it is low, you can take it up in notches. And before you know, 2x will be sounding like normal 1x to you. And you can switch to it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sharing, boss. The year is coming to an end, and before we know it, it's going to be a new year. For today's episode, I'd like to start by reading something from Bishop T.D. Jakes. There's something he says, right? It's not the movement of the clock that produces the newness of life. It is the movement in your mind. If I always do what I've always done, then I'll always be where I have always been. It's not what they say about you that matters. It's what you say about you that threatens your destiny. Basically, what he's trying to say is that that time is passing, that the year is coming to a close and a new year is starting, does not necessarily translate to a newness in your personality or a newness in anything about you. It is what you change about yourself that would actually be that would actually translate in a change in your realities. And I think this is really profound. Okay, boss, let's start with this. What are some year-end routines you recommend or that you usually do that you think would be helpful to our listeners?
For year-end routines, basically, the end of the year is the time to take stock. It's the time to assess your year. I think the media houses or something do, some people do, or some organizations do the year in review. So what did you set out to achieve this year? Which did you achieve? Which did you not achieve? And what could you have done better? What did you do? What didn't you do? So it's time to basically grade yourself. It's examination time in preparation for the new year. So there are a lot of things that you might have set out to do that you did not do. For me, for example, I set out to learn French. But I'm not fluent in French. I've learned in bits. And I think next year, I've already lined up French tutors for next year. I also set out to learn American Sign Language. I've not done that one. I set out to learn calligraphy. I've not done that one. So, of course, because work takes up most of my time and stuff. So there are things I set out to do. That's what I did pathway. Of course, I wanted to read more books this year. And I think I tried on that end. But some things I did, some I did not do, and some I did partially. So you basically take stock of the year. Like the psalmist said, teach us to number our days. That is what it means. And taking stock of your year, taking stock of the outcomes and your efforts. And of course, too, the events that happened in the year. Like one thing this pandemic taught us is basically humans and human economies and systems of human organizations are basically like great white sharks. We have to keep swimming or else we die. You see that the lockdown actually did more devastation than the disease itself. That's because the way we are built, you see that stopping everything is very devastating. Just like great white sharks, they have to keep swimming. If not, they will die. So human beings, metaphorically, we are the same. We have to keep moving.
Yeah. Very true, very true. And for me, some of the goals I had set for the year, I did some, but I didn't do everything. Like I was, I had planned that this year was going to be a year to focus more on interaction design and plenty of motion design, right? I enrolled for courses, like paid courses, man, I spent money. Oh my God. And I did not take every single module in the course, like, it's going to be part of the things I'll be reviewing in the coming days and look at where I could have done better and how I could improve. Yeah.
So you should check out where you spent your time. Because even for me, I watched more YouTube videos than if I had parlayed that time into pursuing what I set out to do for the year, I might maybe have accomplished some. So what was the intended result and what did you end up doing? So most times you find that many people spend, including me, spent a lot of time doing things that was not in their original plan. While the original plan was languishing. I watched a lot of YouTube videos. Of course, I did not watch as much movies as I would normally watch or as I would like to watch. But YouTube is I'm on my system most of the time, and YouTube is just a tab away. So I watched a lot of YouTube videos, which I will have to rectify next year. When you look at all, I think YouTube has a report of how many hours you spent on YouTube, and that report is not, although most times the videos were playing concurrently with whatever I was doing, but all that time would have been better spent doing some of the things that I planned to do. Then also, you can also look at how events that were not in your plan, how events affected you. Okay, how were you affected by the pandemic and by the lockdown and all that? So basically, it's going to show you how fragile you are to external shocks. And if you find out that you're very fragile, you might have to start to take steps to make yourself anti-fragile, as Nassim Taleb would say. You have to take steps to make yourself more, is it robust now, or what's the word? Forgetting the word, but robust, anti-fragile, it kind of gets the idea. Resilience is the word I was looking for.
Okay.
Because survival is the most important thing. If you can't survive, then every other thing is, every other aspiration, every other goal is moot. So this year would have showed a lot of people how fragile you are and in what areas those your fragilities lie. So is it in income streams? Is it in expenditures? So people might have a lot of money, a lot of stash kept somewhere, but they burn through them very fast. So if you take stock of your year, if you go back and analyze things, you're going to see where you are very, very fragile or where you are exposed. So some people did not have enough, they don't have an expense or a spending problem, they have an income problem. Why some people don't necessarily have an income problem, they have a spending problem? Probably because you are an extravagant spender or you have a lot of dependence on you. So in the evening, you might want to look at how do I curtail my spending, both personal spending and how much I spend on dependence. And one way of reducing how much I spend on dependence is not necessarily to just cut them off cold turkey, but how do I set them up so that they can take care of themselves and they don't have to depend on me?
Yeah, I also think that I will be doing plenty review of my finances. Oh my God. There were a lot of unplanned things that happened that I would want to try as much as possible to put in perspective in my finances for the new year. Okay, how best can I prepare myself for eventualities like this, and how best can I plan and prepare for my finances?
Also a budget review. What did you plan to spend this year, and what did you actually spend? For me, I have a personal app I built to be tracking my personal expenses. I think before the end of the year, I should host it on a publicly accessible URL so people could use it. It's a very simple expense tracker. So basically, looking at that, I see that, okay, I'm spending a lot of money. A lot of money is going into this item that I did not think money should be going. Or I spent more money on this than I budgeted to spend. So you can see exactly the items, the expense items that is becoming a sinkhole for your money. And why? You can find why am I spending? Let's say I said I would spend 20 naira on biscuit a month. And I end up spending 200 naira. Why? Is it that I love biscuit so much? Or is it that the packaging of biscuit is tempting to me? Or I live near a biscuit store. So you find out why am I overshooting my budget? And then when you know the cause of your spending problem, you then can take steps to mitigate or reduce the effect it has on you.
Yeah, knowing the cause would help you find ways to reduce its effect. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I think one other thing, a useful question to ponder on doing introspection is understanding that it's not just what happens, it's the lessons we pick from it that translate to us doing better in the new year. So different things happened this year that we are not planned, but we could always find lessons we could pick from them and then prepare ourselves for eventualities in the new year. But what are some of your plans for the holidays? Only light and if less, before we continue, let's talk about holiday plans.
Holiday plans. Usually, because of everything I have to do, the holiday plans, of course, a little fudgy is good for the body, but just a little fudgy to let the body be all right, then you focus on, basically, we're just working towards next year. Because if you look at it, time is a continuum. We're the ones that broke it down into years and months and weeks to better serve us. Time is a continuum. So basically, you just maybe enjoy some of the holiday cheer and the holiday partying a little bit, then go back to whatever it is your life's work is, or whatever it is your focus is. From learning lessons about what happened in the year, most times it is most effective and it is least expensive to learn from what happened to others. And another thing this year should have shown a lot of people, if you 100% of your income depends on your personal efforts, you start looking for ways to earn income that doesn't depend on your efforts. Well, that would be investments or something else, or some side business or something that doesn't depend on your efforts. And you see that it is those kind of income that we are least affected by the shocks of the lockdown, because for those that didn't need to go into the office or didn't need to expend efforts, they could still be earning, even if maybe the amounts they earn might have been reduced due to the external shocks of the lockdown. But people who needed their efforts to earn 100% of their income, like let's say a good example will be manual laborers. There is no way to scale manual labor, so you're going to have to be there 100% to earn all your money. Those people they were basically very, very badly affected by the events of the lockdown. I think the best thing is, because you don't have enough time to learn all the lessons yourself, it's best to learn from the lessons and experiences of others.
Yeah.
A little party and then back to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Mine is spend some time with family. Then I think the last 2-3 days would be deep time for introspection, like deep, deep kind of vacation introspection. Yeah.
It would be better if there's enough money. I'm not ending this year with as much money as I would have hoped, but if there was enough money, at least all this kind of introspection is good, where the air is clear. Just travel to another country.
Oh my god, yeah.
That has better fresh air ahead. Then you can introspect where a reason comes.
Yeah, very true. So definitely we'll try and build our income streams. So we'll be able to afford all those affordances. Awesome. And then a lighter note, boss, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
No. Funny enough, then when I was a kid, I don't know if it's a side effect of me growing older and older every day, or it's just that the Christmas season has changed. But when we were children, by this time, there is Christmas spirit in the air. There's that holiday cheer in the air from shops and everything. Red and green becomes the most common color you see around. Christmas decorations and the Christmas song So basically, for me, is the mood, the total mood, the aggregate mood, not any particular Christmas song. I don't have any favorite song, but it's less and less. It's happening less and less this year, probably because of the economic hardship. So, of course, people need money to create the Christmas mood.
Probably
because we are getting older and we might not be as sensitive to those things as we were when we were kids. I don't know. It might be a combination of the two, anyways.
Okay. But for me, I really like this Joma Boy song. Let me play my drum for you. Pa-da-pa-pam-pam.
Okay, that's. it's one of them. It's one of it's a member of the Christmas playlist.
Yeah, it is. Who sang it? I think Pentatonix did a version of it that is also really cool.
Yeah, so the other notables on the other ones that are at the top of the charts on the Christmas playlist, like Jingle Bell, Silent Night.
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
And I think this is the time of the year people break out their Bonnie M. CDs.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Really cool. So basically, as much as possible, please try and spend time with family if you're listening. But stay safe. Do it in. I got a text message from NCDC advising against traveling. So try and be cautious and stay safe in this period. You would not use the Christmas season or mood and say you're just going to ignore safety measures and precautions. So please, while going about holidaying, please stay safe. Right.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to advise anybody to completely disregard or discard their advisory. I would say one of the lessons that this pandemic should have taught us is that the cure cannot be worse than the disease, or the cure should not be worse than the disease. So while we, of course, we don't have to throw caution to the birds and carry on like nothing, that there are no risks, we should also be, what's it called now? We should also have in at the back of the mind what amount of risks we are exposing ourselves to and what the appropriate mitigative measures are. For example, the coronavirus, for people who are under 50 and are healthy, you have over 99% survival rates. So you shouldn't destroy your life while trying to avoid a disease that has less than a 1% fatality rate on you. The cure cannot be worse than the disease. Yeah, so of course, while you shouldn't go all out and fudge like you would have when there were clear skies, but you should also not lock yourself down in a cave somewhere and forgo all human interactions. Take the necessary precautions, spend time with friends and family, because basically, these are the memories that we take with us further. It is not how much more lines of code you wrote or how much more work you got done. Nobody, when they were dying, wished they had spent more time at the office, or wished they had spent more time writing code. These are the most lasting and most meaningful experiences we have, spending time with families and friends and loved ones and all that. But of course, it's balanced. Everything has to be kept at equilibrium in life. You spend time with friends and family, don't spend all the time too. You still have next day ahead of you. You still have your work, you still have your life ambition, you still have your life's work, you still have your goals to pursue.
Yeah, so find a way to draw a healthy balance. Don't go to any far end of the spectrum. Spend time with family, but also don't entirely just...
Don't be entirely careless, but also don't also take draconian measures that are much more stringent than the disease you're trying to avoid.
Yeah. Awesome. So in closing, one thing I'd want to say is that while reviewing and taking stock for the year, it's a good thing to understand what has worked and find ways to reduce them, right? Take our time to breathe, relax, recalibrate, then re-engage. What are your biggest accomplishments that you're most proud of? What are some lessons you've learned from the year? What do you want to accomplish next year? how can you get started right away? Like, you deserve to live your best life. Let this year, let this new coming year be the year that we birth a higher, better expression of ourselves. And we decide what we focus on. Let's approach it with intentionality.
Yeah, so for me, basically, I think the Swedish or Norwegian philosopher Kierkegaard said, life is lived forward, but the lessons are only learned backwards. So basically, we learn our lessons in hindsight, and we live our lives forward. So now is the time to learn the lessons of the time that has passed, or the life you've lived past, the 2020 life. So what are the lessons there, and what lessons can you? There are a lot of lessons that you can apply to 2021 and beyond. And there are also some that, while they are going to, 2020 is going to irreversibly alter many people's behavior, but not all lessons will be applicable, because you might not have pandemics every year going forward. And the lessons that are applicable to be learned, both from your personal experience and from the experiences of others, and you apply that to make your future years better, or the time in front better. Spend time with family, have some of the holiday cheer. But it's not all work, as well as it's not all enjoyment. So get a healthy mix of the two.
Awesome. It's been an amazing year. Many thanks to everyone that listened and shared and contributed. We truly, truly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
But yeah, of course, most listeners are going to be just looking in the background. They're not going to send messages. They're not going to interact. They're just going to listen. So Merry Christmas to you too. Merry Christmas to the ones who reached out. Merry Christmas to those who have recommended the podcast to friends and families. And also Merry Christmas to those people, if you're one of the ones they recommended it to, Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays. And for some announcements, we will be returning for regular episodes on 1st of February 2021. So this is goodbye from us this year, right? But we'll be coming back 1st of February 2021. In the time before then, you could always listen to previous episodes. You could still share. You could still reach out to us. And we'll do our best to respond as much as possible.
So if you have too many Christmas chicken and they are too much.
Oh my God. Yeah. Reach out.
Reach out to share Christmas chicken.
Oh my God. I think I'll be somewhere in Abuja, maybe in the new year or something. Hopefully, I should come around.
Those in Lagos, they will build the chicken.
All right, no problem. So please always remember that it's your life. You get to decide how you live it. You get to decide what you focus on, right? Don't leave it based on another person's take advice, take recommendations, take it with a grain of salt, right? It's your life. You get to live it on your terms. What's any other thing?
Yeah, I think we've said all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the relaxation at the end of the year, enjoy the holiday, enjoy the fruits of your labor. For those of you that made a lot of money, there are a lot of people that hammered this year. So,
oh my God, plenty good news and plenty job offers and job.
Your children this year, many people got married this year, many people got better job offers this year, which makes their future years much, their future prospects more brighter. But much more brighter than it was still 2020. So just enjoy yourself. There are many of you that will already have plans to go to some nice beach in some other country that is not Nigeria, or you're already there yourself. You're listening to us from there. So enjoy yourself. Breathe fresh air.
And we'll see you next year. Bye for now.